Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting a strong reminder of yesterday's deadly Italian earthquake. A strong aftershock with a preliminary magnitude of 4.3 has had an earthquake-struck area in Italy, causing more damage to buildings in a town nearly destroyed a day earlier. That aftershock caused one building to partially collapse, sending up plumes of smoke and panic in Amatrice. Wednesday's earthquake killed at least 241 people in Amatrice and other towns in central Italy. Italy's culture ministry has decreed that proceeds from public museums across Italy this Sunday be dedicated to helping restore damaged buildings in the quake zone. Several churches and other medieval-era buildings were damaged or destroyed in the 6-magnitude quake that struck central Italy. In a statement Thursday, the culture minister, Dario Franceschini, urged Italians to go out in force Sunday to visit museums and Italy's numerous archaeological sites as a concrete sign of solidarity with quake victims. Police in Afghanistan say more than 10 people are dead, more than 37 wounded after a nearly 10-hour-long attack on the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul ended Thursday. The attack began with an explosion around 6:30 p.m. local time and set off about an hour of gunfire as security forces responded. Police officials said at least 2 attackers were killed. A Pentagon spokesman told VOA that a small number of U.S. advisors assisted their Afghan counterparts in dealing with the attack. This is VOA News. U.S. backed